الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نظر الله امرأ سمع منا شيئا فبلغه كما سمعه فرب مبلغ أوعى من سامع أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this opportunity for us to perform our Salatul Asr in Jama'ah. In the hadith it came that Salatu fi jama'atin afdalu min salatil fadhi bi 27 daraja. That salah in which a person perform in the masjid in jama'ah, that salah it is more virtuous, more than 25 to 27 than the person read individual. And here now we are in the month of Ramadan. That means this salah we just read now, it is multiplied by 70 faraid. That means 70 ansir salah in other time. In the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplied. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many, many favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this Mubarak month, the month of Ramadan. The month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering His blessing, His barakah, lot of good in this month of Ramadan. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that لَوْ يَعْلَمُونَ أُمَّتِي مَا فِي رَمَضَانِ If my ummah have to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this month of Ramadan in terms of goodness and virtues and blessing, my ummah, they will wish that 1 month of Ramadan is not enough. They will wish that Ramadan must be for the entire year. So as we're mentioning, another person will say, how come? No, because one is that we're living into this dunya, we understand the things of dunya. If we have to put it this way, that a person is given the money-making machine, that you must produce money. All of us, we know about money. Everyone wants more and more and more. One shop, you want the second. The second shop, you want the third one. All of us, we know about the things of this dunya. So that 1 month given to the person, he will use it without even resting because he wants to get more money. And after 1 month, he will need the mass increase 1 more month. Until 1 year, he's still not going to be satisfied. But here, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if we have to know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept in this month of Ramadan, we will wish that Ramadan must be the entire year we fasting. And this, it required, it need iman. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many, many favors which we cannot be able to enumerate all the bounties, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا If you try to count one favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا We cannot be able to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. Very, very important. Each and every person that had or have iman in his heart, that person, even though that person is sleeping under the bridge, that person is very, very important. Even if the entire dunya, there is no one, only that one person having iman, that person is the cause of the entire system of this dunya to be running. Because of one person who have iman in his heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله, that qiyamah shall not take place until comes a time where there is no one to utter the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then qiyamah will come. So that means that one person is the cause of all we see around the world, the kuffar, whatever life they are living, those in America, those wherever part of the world, but because of that one Muslim with this iman, that's why the entire system of this dunya is running. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us deen. The deen in the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only Islam. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. Only Islam, the only religion. The person will be looking for any other means, for any other religion, beside the deen of Islam. فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, it will not be accepted from him in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made deen very easy. Deen very easy for each and every person to practice upon deen. And every favors, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into this deen. Once a person understands this and makes effort toward this, he will live the life into this dunya without any problem. Once a Jew came to see Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, and he told him, "Oh Umar, you people, you quote a verse in your book. That verse, if it were revealed to us, we're supposed to be celebrating each day and the date in which that verse was revealed." So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he asked the Jew, "What verse are you referring to?" The way they were living in Madinatul Munawwara, they know Arabic, they could speak Arabic. So this Jew, he quote the ayah, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dina." So this ayah of the Quran, the Jew said, if it was revealed to us, we're supposed to be celebrating. So the answer of Hazrat Umar, one is the meaning of this verse of the Quran, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Today I have akmaltu, I have perfected your religion, your deen, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have put all my ni'mah, my bounties upon you in this deen. Wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, and I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, am happy that Islam is your religion, is your deen." So Hazrat Umar, he told this person that, "I know exactly where that ayah was revealed and which day, which month, which year." So this is the deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. In Hayatul Sahaba, there is a hadith of Walid ibn Ubadah radiyallahu anhu. He said that, "I went to see my father. My father was in his last. He wanted to leave this dunya. He was very sick. So he told his father, 'Oh father, oh dear father, can you advise me?' So the father, he told the son, 'Oh dear son, you will not, or you will never test the sweetness of iman until you bring iman in the predestination of good and evil. Whatever we said, that wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala, that you will not test the sweetness of iman until you bring iman in this, that everything good and bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And he said that you will not have the complete knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you believe in this. So the son, Walid radiallahu anhu, he asked, "Oh dear father, how am I to know that this evil or good, which is the predestination. So the father said that, oh my son, you have to bring this conviction. وَأَلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيُسُيبَكَ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُلْ لِيَخْطَأَكَ. That you must know this, that, oh my son, that which strike you, either of fortune or ill fortune, that strike you, it was not meant to miss you. And that which misses you, it was not meant to strike you. And he said that I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أول ما خلق الله القلم. The first thing in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, it was a pen. ثم قال له, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the pen and said, اكتب, start writing. And the pen, it turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask, ما أكتب, what shall I write? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اكتب ما هو كائن إلى يوم القيامة. That start writing from now, whatever will happen now until the day of Qiyamah. So this is the iman, the belief which we need to bring, that everything has been written down. Whatever time which we have to live this dunya, it is there already. The amount of food that we are going to eat, the amount of rice also, how many liters of water we're going to drink, everything has been written down. So that's why once the time came in which everything has finished, whatever was your share in this dunya finished, there is no need for you to live. Then you have to leave this dunya, and you have to die. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to understand this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. Harm, benefit, everything, it is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, no one can stop. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wish to give to his servant, no one can prevent it. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped, no one can give it. In the Quran, in Surah Fatir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened up or has given to his people from his mercy, فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا, there is no one to stop that. No one to withhold it. And that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withhold, there is no one to give it. So in regard to this verse, under the commentary, Imam Barawi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after each and every salah, used to make this dua. Allahumma la ma'ani'a lima a'tayt, wa la mu'tiya lima manat, wa la dhaljad minka aljad. So he used to make this dua that, oh Allah, no one can stop that which you give, and no one can give that which you stop. And no one can help anyone against your will. Against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can help anyone. So he continued in the same thing. He said that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, once you are sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the conveyance, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him and he said that, oh young boy, I'm going to teach you some word of wisdom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who was at that time 13 years of age. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to ask for anything, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything we want to ask, we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the treasures of everything. It is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We asking the people of this dunya, you ask today tomorrow, the next day, they will say, it's too much now. It's enough now. Don't come to us again. And they start hiding from you. But you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to give. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy for us to ask from him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. You want to seek any protection, seek only protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can protect us. No one. We see the system of this entire dunya. Like the person having the house and then all, what with the camera, everything, and then close everything, but the harm is still coming. So who's there to protect? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue in this word of advice to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu. Wa'alam, have that conviction. You must know that لو اجتمعت أمتي أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك بشيء إلا ما قد كتب الله لك. That if the entire dunya, they came together, they wanted to benefit you with anything. Example, all of us, we agreed in the entire South Africa that we want to make Yunus Bai to become the president of South Africa. So, only that much which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him is what will happen. Even if the entire dunya, they come to benefit a person, only if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written it, then it will come. In the same way, لَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا أَنْ يَدُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. They came together to harm a person. They want to do anything except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for that person. And the last word of this, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ. That pen which was writing have been lifted. وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. And the pages which were been writing, from the beginning we mentioned the pen which was the first to be what called created, everything has been dry up. So whatever decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what will take place. Now, the need is that for us now to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system of this dunya. Sometime you will have problem here, and sometime you will be happy. And this is the system of dunya. But now for the believer, either in good condition, in bad condition, a believer will be in the win-win situation. So that's why in the hadith, in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The most amazing, it is the matter of a believer. كُلَّ أَمْرَهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Every matter of ease, it is good. That means in every situation of the person or the believer, it is always win-win situation. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This is the point. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is not given to anyone except a believer. And who is a believer? A believer is that person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He have complete faith and iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is the one who's content in regard to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever comes, whatever problem comes, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person, when any good come to him, وَإِذَا أَصَابَهُ صَغَّاهُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If any good come to him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is good for him. And if any bad condition, any misfortune come to him, he makes the sabr. That is a believer. And that's why we won't have problem into this dunya if we follow this ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We bring complete deen into our life. We make effort on our iman. We will live peaceful in this dunya. You will see today people are paying money for certain things which they don't even know if it will happen or not. They pay until the end. They get nothing. They wasted the money. Why? Because they don't want to lose. But in this dunya, there is, for the believer, there is win-win situation. Example, a person wanted to buy a property. And he makes all arrangements and the money is there. But before he reached there, someone else, he took that property. And he was planning already business, put there, put here. And he start worried. That is not the quality of a believer. Whatever come to you, that was meant for you. Whatever misses you, that was not meant for you. Zainab, radiallahu anha, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once the child was very sick, and she requested that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should come and see her and the baby or the child. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent a message to her by giving her the salam and said, Inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma a'ta wa kulla shay'in 'indahu bi ajali musamma faltasbir fasbir wal tahtasib. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent this word by saying that indeed to Allah belong whatever he takes and to Allah belong whatever he gives. And everything by Allah, it is in the appointed time. What you have to do, make sabr and hope for the reward. The same way in the month of Ramadan, they will tell us, Man sama Ramadana imana wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma qaddama min dhanbi. Man qama laylatul qadr imana wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. That person who will fast or stand up the night in the tahajjud salah for the laylatul qadr with what? Imana wa ihtisaba. All his past sin will be forgiven. So this is the quality of the believers. So my beloved brothers, for this to come into our life, we need to make effort for us to reach in this level that any problem, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stop blaming other people. We turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make sabr. We need to make effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a great responsibility. The responsibility in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah the same responsibility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received the nubuwah at the age of 40. And he was sent for the entire mankind until the day of Qiyamah. And how long did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam live after that? Only 23 years. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this dunya. And where did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give us this responsibility? In the farewell hajj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Because this message was to continue until the day of Qiyamah, not only to stop there. So the sahaba that were there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the lengthy talk, the lengthy sermon, the bayan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hal ballaght, did I convey the message? He repeated this 3 times. And the sahaba, they answer, you have indeed conveyed the message. وَآدَ الْأَمَانَ, and you have fulfilled the amana, which is the deen, that you have fulfilled this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turned his, what call his finger, toward the sky, and he put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be witness that he have conveyed the message. Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. The sahaba that were there, they understood that this is our responsibility, which we have to fulfill this responsibility. They did not stay there. They left, they went all over the part of the world. And today we're having Islam in every part of the corner. What happened? That responsibility. So we now here in South Africa, how many Muslims do we have? How many percentage of Muslims? If there are more, it is 5%. And 95% non-Muslim. If all these people happen to die, or if the Qiyam happen to take place today, where all these people will go. Obviously, in the fire of Jahannam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. They will go there. And who's the responsibility? It is me and you. The Sahaba, they are not today with us. Who will carry this message? How many people change their life because few people, they form a jamaat, they went to that country, because of that. How many people change their life? Once we're in Pakistan, they put us in one jamaat, the Arab jamaat. So that one, the Amir of the jamaat, they put him, he was Arab. Why? Because he was finishing his time. So his time now to become Amir. So he was telling us, Karkuzari, one is that they went in one country. So from there, they went to make mulakat. So the way they were the Arab, they could speak Arabic. So they need someone to translate. So, you know, like the Satis in the masjid, they can't speak Arabic. What to do now? So there is one alim who was teaching the Bukhari Sharif for a few years. So they went to see him. And they said that, see here, the Arabs, they come here. So we can't speak Arabic. Can you help us to go for mulakat? And he was happy to come with them. And in one door they reach, they knock the door. The first mulakat, or as we're going in Jawla, they knock the door. They are waiting. And this alim, a great alim in the area, this person just come from the house with the bucket of dirty water, just throw in the face of this alim. And the alim, he start crying. So this Arab, he said that we feel very bad, even the satis, that they brought alim there. So now the Arab sheikh, they start telling him that, no, please, don't worry, just make him laugh. He said, no, I'm not crying because they throw me the dirty water. So he told them, I'm crying because I'm teaching Bukhari Sharif for a few years, and I'm coming across the hadith of Taif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going to Taif. That part in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking, they send this street boy, they make a queue. This line. So they put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in between. So as he's walking, stepping one foot, they throw a stone. Another foot, they throw a stone. So this alim is explaining that for many years, I never understood this until then. Once he saw that water. And this, the last Karkuzari, one brother from what we call Kyrgyzstan. Kyrgyzstan, mashallah, in Pakistan, our elders, they were there. They could see how many brothers from Kyrgyzstan, they were there. And Muli Ahmad is there. And the Haji Yunus, they are there. Every place you sleep here, you see the brother from Kyrgyzstan. They made such effort that they are bringing jamaat each and every time, every day, jamaat Kyrgyzstan. So they put us in one jamaat. So there were one man there who changed his life. He was also alim. Why? Because we are in the what to call out ulama jamaat. So this alim, what he said, he was giving us Karkuzari, how he changed his life. He said he used to be a gangster. They are robbing the people's houses. So he said that one day they managed to get into the house and they wanted to operate, like to steal the things of the people. So there were a small baby and the baby was crying. So he's checking the baby and he said, if this baby cried, what will happen? They will catch us, they will arrest us. He said that he went there and he put his finger and press until the baby died. So they arrested them. He was in the prison. And from the prison, the way we see the brothers are going around giving dawahs, the group of brothers went there, they met him, they made his tashkil, and he went India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. He changed his life. He became an alim, and we met him there. This effort of dawah. So if we will sit back, who will do this effort? This is our responsibility. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let it should be an ummat, a group of people who will stand and invite people to good. That group of people, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. They are the successful ones. This is the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How happy will be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see one person who's not in salah, you bring him into salah. That person who was going in the wrong way, the Jamaat, how many people give the karkuzari of the people in the month of Ramadan not fasting? Mulisa just now give us the karkuzari here in town. In the month of Ramadan, the people, they are not fasting. And if Jamaat will not go to those people, what will be the condition? And if those people, they happen to die in this condition, where they will go? Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, each and every one of us, on the day of Qiyamah. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they will be asked. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, they will be asked. It will come to our time. What will tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know of many of our elders, they have nice things, nice houses, aircon, everything, but they leave that going to sleep on top of the groceries. For what? For business? We are prepared to go for business even if the mosquitoes, they are biting us, mashallah, for money we can make. And go to that country to make effort of deen, to bring people in Islam. We say, no. There's too much mosquitoes there. We can't go there. This is our responsibility. So in regard to this, inshallah, my beloved brothers, so we need to make intention that we need to stand for this responsibility before that time will come. We don't know how many days which are left for us to leave this dunya. So we need to give our names and we need to spend some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us give our names, inshallah. Oh, Muhammad Khan. Make intention, inshallah. Inshallah. Let us make intention, inshallah. One is that we need to strive. And this will not come easy. Deen did not come easy to us. The same way we need to make effort how to leave our comfort zone. Abdul Rashid. Haji Yunus. After Bay. Ahmad Sheikh. Bashir Salih. Walana Ahmad. Let us make intention, inshallah, for us to attend that piety. That piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will not attain that level of piety until you spend that which you love. What we love the most, our time. And then our family. So we love these things, that's why we can't go out in the path of Allah. And for us to attain that level, we need to spend that which we love the most. The time, very valuable. You leave your business. And you leave your house, you leave your place for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us? Let us make intention, inshallah. Inshallah. What is your name? Adil, inshallah. That's what I'm saying. So inshallah, after the Taraweeh, it will be Talim from the Hayat al-Sahaba, the lives of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and then the morning time after the Fajr Salah, there will be a Bayan, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala mab'uuthi ala al-alameen. صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذي القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين, اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين, واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه, وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم إنا نسألك ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.